This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Almost 12 million Canadians, or 45% of the population aged 15 and older, reported volunteering for a group or organization, according to a recent Statistics Canada survey. Their contributions totaled almost 2 billion hours, an amount equivalent to 1 million full-time jobs. Canadians were most likely to volunteer with sports and rec, social services, education and research, and religious organizations. Canadian volunteers were most often involved in organizing, supervising, or coordinating activities or events and fundraising, and also served as unpaid members of committees or boards and engaged in teaching, educating, or mentoring.
We're beginning a three-week series today called Compassion into Action, leading up to National Volunteer Week, April 19th to 25th. Each week, we'll interview several volunteers who spend their time contributing to our community and making a difference. Later in our program, longtime Morrell Nature Sanctuary volunteers Bob Dads, Flo Dads, and Norm Swanson join us to share their thoughts and experiences.
But before we do that, we're going to take a look at the state of the voluntary sector in 2009. What are some of the realities, the challenges, and the issues? We're joined in the studio by Marjorie Driscoll, who is Executive Director of Volunteer Nanaimo, and on the phone by Barb McClellan, a board member of Volunteer BC. Welcome to People First Radio, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Marjorie, it didn't seem that we could possibly overstate the importance of volunteers to our national and local well-being. Tell us about what's going on in the voluntary sector here in Nanaimo and the state of the relationship between volunteers and the organizations.
Well, one of the things that's really good news about Nanaimo is that people volunteer. So, you know, we are fairly high in the number of volunteers that we have. We have, we suspect, around 35,000 volunteers.
My God.
Which is a high percentage for the number of people that are here. We say we suspect mainly because there are a lot of people that we know are volunteering with organizations. And then we have people that are just volunteering because they want to volunteer. And it's hard to capture those people.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty astounding, isn't it? Because our population is somewhere between 80 and 90,000 people. So almost half of Nanaimo is volunteering.
Absolutely. And if you think about that, that's really the good news of our community because people really care about the issues here and they are stepping up to the plate and helping.
Mm-hmm. The statistic of Canadian, you know, I mean, it being worth a million jobs in Canada, the amount of hours that are volunteered is pretty stupendous.
It is pretty stupendous. And it's also, it's not just the number of hours, which, you know, if you think about it in terms of economy and the number of hours that people put in, I mean, the average volunteer will put in about 4 hours a week. Some even more so. So if you try to equate those in terms of financial benefit to a community, it's huge.
How exactly does the Volunteer Bureau function?
Well, with Volunteer Nanaimo, we feel that a major part of what we do in the community is to help people that want to volunteer to connect with organizations that need volunteers. So that's one of the key things that we do. People will see our ads in the newspaper. You'll see on our website the organizations that are looking for help. And we try to ensure that that process happens very quickly in terms of people that want to volunteer. There's a telephone number and a contact person for them to reach as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. I understand you have a directory as well, an online directory and hard copy.
Yes, we have an online directory. Actually, we're just in the process of updating our website. So, you know, as people are going on, we're still working on that. So it's a work in progress. But our hope is to increase the opportunities for people to see what's available and to see what they can do in the community. And also to let people know about the number of organizations that are in town. We have, as far as we know, around 400 to 500 nonprofit organizations, and they're all using volunteers. So there's lots to do.
No kidding.
You're listening to People First Radio. We're talking about the voluntary sector and volunteerism in Canada. We're joined in the studio by Volunteer Nanaimo Executive Director Marjorie Driscoll, and on the phone by Volunteer BC Board Member Barb McClellan. Barb, are you there?
I am indeed.
Hi, Barb. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you so much.
I'm wondering if you might lead us off, Barb, and Marjorie. We certainly welcome you into this conversation about some of the trends and some of the things that are happening in the world of volunteerism, as you might call it. And Barb, I know that I spoke with you yesterday, and you were talking, or you mentioned a state of volunteering report. I'm wondering if you could tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, and before I do that, I should just mention that Marjorie is also a member of our board of directors for Volunteer
BC. Nice.
Leading the volunteer center there in Nanaimo. Yes, we are doing a state of volunteering report, and one of the reasons we decided to do this was because of the 2010 Olympics, and we were interested in seeing if we could find if there was going to be much effect on volunteering in our province because of the Olympics. Some people were worried that it would create such a draw for volunteers that there would be at least a temporary decline in volunteers for other sectors. And others were looking forward to seeing an increase in the number of volunteers and thinking that just the excitement of the volunteering for the Olympics would create more interest in volunteering, and ultimately coming out the other side of the Olympics would create a larger body of volunteers around the province. So that was the main impetus for doing the report. What we did this first year, so it's kind of our first stab at this, was to ask five of the volunteer centers around the province to have a look at the situation in their areas. And so they did a more, I would say, a bit more subjective kind of look. But because the volunteer centers are very knowledgeable about what's going on in their areas, we think they gave us a pretty accurate picture. And we chose volunteer centers all around the province to do that, including urban and rural areas. And we think that the findings there are quite consistent with what we are seeing, you know, generally in the last few years. We're finding that there is a bit of a shortage of volunteers, particularly some types of volunteers. Especially volunteers that might be working with people one-on-one or need to make a more long-term commitment. But in general, also in terms of age groups, there are quite a lot of people volunteering in all age groups. There's more in numbers in the youth group, but they tend not to volunteer for very long periods of time. They, you know, move from thing to thing, or, you know, there's so much change in their lives in terms of education and so on and commitments that they tend not to be volunteering in the same place for long periods of time.
Barb, I'm wondering if that is something new that's developed. Is that something that's been happening for, let's say, a long time now, or is that a sudden change?
I wouldn't say it's sudden. I think it's been incremental, and again, it's something that we had been observing, but there hasn't been a lot of study on it. So, it was an attempt to see if what we thought was happening was consistent with what really is happening. At the other end of the spectrum, you have seniors, and not as many seniors are volunteering as you might think. You think retired people would be volunteering a lot, but not as much as we would have expected, and they tend to give a lot of hours. So you have fewer people doing a great many hours and perhaps in some cases burning themselves out.
Marjorie, what have you seen in Nanaimo?
Well, there's a couple of things in regards to that. You know, as volunteer centers, part of our role is to help support organizations with how they manage and work with their volunteers. So, you know, we do workshops and things like that, and so does Volunteer BC as well, because the learning curve with working with volunteers is huge, especially since for many, many years it was a volunteer position that should have never been a volunteer position because of the amount of work that's involved with that. So it's a matter of training. So you had situations where nonprofit organizations had to learn how to work with youth. They really felt sometimes that with young people they were going to be more work than it was worth, and had to get used to realizing that young people come with ideas and they understand technology and they bring a wealth of information, and it's a way of looking at how you bring them into the organization that's important. And it's the same thing with people that are older, because, you know, when they have that Freedom 55, we all thought, boy, this is great. We're going to get these seniors. They're going to come in and volunteer like they used to in the old days. And they're younger. And then we found out, no, they'll volunteer for maybe 3 or 4 months, and then they're heading off somewhere, and then maybe when they come back, they'll volunteer. And so the nonprofit sector had to adjust to that as well.
Yeah, I think Marjorie has hit the nail on the head there. What organizations are having to do is learn to be more flexible and creative in how they handle volunteers, how they design volunteer jobs. And actually, there's just a lot more work in managing volunteers these days because of the turnover. You're constantly recruiting, you're constantly training, you're constantly evaluating, and then, you know, people are moving on again, and then you go through that process again. So, again, it's not just the volunteers who need training. As Marjorie says, it's the organizations that need to learn how to operate a little bit differently.
A bit of a trend, too, is people using volunteer organizations to enhance and upgrade their skills, to develop skill and ability, and as a stopgap till they find employment, and often in the hopes that they might find employment with the organization they're volunteering with as well.
And volunteering is a great way to network because you're out there doing things. And, you know, most people that are unemployed, they're used to working every day. And so they want to be out and they want to work and they want to help. And the key thing about that is if you have a person like that, if they want to come in every day and during the week, then you let them do it for as long as they can. But you set up your system so that once they leave, someone else can step in. And we're going to see a lot of that with unemployment claims going
42%.
Up to 42%. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's not necessarily something new, but I think the level that we're going to see with this is increasing. The other thing that we really encourage organizations to do these days is to be really open to diversity. And that you know, means not just people from different cultural backgrounds, new immigrants and so on, but people with disabilities and, you know, other barriers. That includes youth, actually, and Marjorie was making the point about adapting to using youth volunteers. Organizations need to adapt to making good use of whatever volunteers are available. And there are some wonderful volunteers who may not have good English or may have a disability of some sort, but can make a really valuable contribution to the organization. And part of what we do in Volunteer BC and in volunteer centers around the province is try to help organizations adapt to that.
Now, National Volunteer Week is set for April the 19th to the 25th this year. I'm wondering if each of you could tell us a little bit more about that. Marjorie?
Well, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to remind people to appreciate their volunteers and the work that they do. And, you know, people do that on a regular basis in their organization, but Volunteer Week gives us an opportunity to do that on a national level, and we're really happy for that. What we do in Nanaimo is we have a luncheon, and the luncheon is on the 23rd of this month, April. Yes, it is April.
Yes, and it's a Thursday as well.
It is. Yeah. It's a Thursday. And so we are expecting, our capacity is 400 volunteers, and we reach 400
I like it.
People every year.
Yes.
Where is this event going to be held, Marjorie?
It's going to be at Bevan Park. That's the only place that's large enough. But I guess the new convention center probably could handle that as well.
Barb, what are your thoughts about National Volunteer Week? And I'm wondering if there's anything you'd like to share with us in terms of activities or awareness activities.
Well, we love National Volunteer Week, and we're very grateful to Volunteer Canada, who helps us a lot with our planning and materials for National Volunteer Week and has done so for a number of years. On a provincial level, as you can imagine, it's very difficult for us to find a way to thank the thousands and thousands of volunteers around the province. So we do encourage the volunteer centers to take that up in their communities and make sure that that gets done. A lot of places will do special sections in the newspaper. They'll coordinate and collaborate with their local media to put things in the local papers, for example, and we try to do that on a provincial level. The one thing that we do on the provincial level is a photo contest, and organizations all around the province can submit photographs into our photo contest, and then those go on our website, and of course we acknowledge those organizations and those volunteers in our newsletter and with a media release and so on. So that's quite a fun thing to do, and I would encourage organizations to go to the Volunteer BC website if they like and see if they can get involved in that.
And what's the address of that website?
That's just volunteerbc at bc.bc.ca.
Volunteerbc.bc.ca. We have just under a minute left. I'm wondering if either of you have anything you'd like to add, Marjorie.
Well, I would like to say, you know, we're thinking in terms of partnering around Volunteer National Volunteer Week, and that's kind of like what we're doing here.
Yes.
Which is fantastic, and it's a great opportunity. The other thing I would like to say is that it's important for us, a volunteer center, to have Volunteer BC, which is looking at things from a provincial level, and then we have Volunteer Canada that looks at things from a national level. Mm-hmm. And there's so much going on in regards to the nonprofit sector. We need those layers in order to keep a handle on things that are important to us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Barb, do you have a final word you'd like to get in on this before we close up our segment?
Oh, of course. I love having the last word.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to remind people about how important volunteers are in our daily lives. Sometimes people suggest that if volunteers went on strike, a whole lot of things would grind to a halt in our society. And I think all of us are touched by the work of volunteers in our communities. So I really would like to urge everyone to volunteer. There are all kinds of different ways you can volunteer, including just doing, say, special events if you can't commit to a regular schedule, or if you can only do something once a month. There are organizations that will accommodate you. There's all kinds of different things a person can do to volunteer, and my firm personal belief is that we can all volunteer, and we all should. It's good for us, good for our communities, you know, good for society in general. It's just and it's so rewarding.
It is. I think I'm a volunteer here. I'm fulfilling a fantasy.
There you go. Congratulations, and thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we'd like to thank you both for joining us today, and
thanks,
appreciate you taking the time. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Marjorie Driscoll is Executive Director of Volunteer Nanaimo. Barb McClellan is a board member with Volunteer BC. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.